Hello and good morning from Cork Coffee Roasters in the centre of Cork. I'm broadcasting to you from Cork's best coffee house. And I've just been watching a fascinating sight. A man came into the Cork Coffee Roasters. And my God, it's Rudy. Now, we're now amazing. I don't know who the man is, but he's carrying one of these roller flex cameras. And he's carrying an old Nikon, and I'm talking about something that is right back to the pre-digital SLR. This is one of the proper ones, a roller flex. He takes out a second roller flex out of his bag. Now, I'm also, who has just appeared, is Rudy, who has taken his roller flex out of the bag. This is ridiculous. Suddenly, this cafe has become awash with roller flexes. Whoever the poor lady who's the model is, she's completely sidelined at the moment as these two men, one in their leather jacket and his black beret, converses with a man who's got a black woolly hat on his head. And I happen to know him because I met on a photo walk in Cork a long time ago and haven't met him since. But Rudy, whose second name escapes me, is a guy who uses old types of Polaroid. Yeah, he whipped out a Polaroid camera when we were on the photo walk and shot it. So, and I call it roller flex. Of course, I'm wrong. ROLLEIFLEX. This could be a Hasselblad, or maybe this is a poor man's Hasselblad. But it's a roly. Anyway, the youth photographers know what it is. I can tell you that the lens is Frankel and Heidel, whatever it is. Anyway, there's a serious conversation. We'll try and eavesdrop on it. Keep talking, guys. I just want to hear.
See you again. Good luck. All right.
Thanks.
For all I know, that was Cartier-Bresson meeting somebody else here in the cafe. Anyway, I'm going to talk to Rudy. Rudy, come here. Talk to me for 1 second before we talk about other things. You're live on air now, Rudy. Yeah. Look, tell me, what on earth... Tell me your second name, which I've forgotten, and how good it is to see you.
Ramos.
Yeah, but tell us something about photography that the photography heads who will listen to this will want to know. Tell them what you use to take photographs.
Will want to know. Everything in the bag is primarily film. So the gentleman I was just talking to, he also has a twin lens camera, his Rolleiflex you saw there.
Be as technical as you like now.
They're old German twin lens cameras. They all still use film, so they use a larger format film than you sort of get in the chemist. They make these nice big square negatives, and the squares are what really attract me, along with the film.
So the square on the side of the hypotenuse in this, it matters?
On some days it does, yeah.
Hey, look, tell me about Hasselblads, because that's about the only fancy camera I've ever heard of. This isn't a Hasselblad. Is this the poor man's Hasselblad?
It's a different type of format.
Oh.
The Hasselblad's a single lens, so it's similar to a sort of point-and-shoot, or not a point-and-shoot, but the standard cameras you see today. What you look through the one lens, and that's what you see. The one I have
so what
there.
You see is what you get?
Exactly.
Whizzy wig, is it? Or whizzy?
The old whizzy wig, exactly. Yeah, that's it. And with that one there's two lenses. So one you look through and one you take. So they're slightly different.
I know you use Polaroids, don't you?
Yes.
Say something about that, because the first time I ever met you, and this is the first time we met in Yonks.
It's been a while.
Right, been ages, right? Okay. Tell me something about Polaroids.
Well, as you probably remember, there's a handful of cameras that I've got in the bag that I carry with me. Is it 2008? At the beginning of that year is when Polaroid announced that they were discontinuing making the film. There's a company in Austria now called The Impossible Project, who were selling the last stock of Polaroid as well as developing their own film. So they bought the machines from Polaroid and the factory, and they've been manufacturing Polaroid compatible film, and so we sort of use a combination of those and try and keep the try and keep the old cameras from rusting up and sitting on the shelf.
Why would... Tell me something. Many people mightn't even know what a Polaroid result is like. What's the result of using Polaroid?
Right now, it's kind of unpredictable, which is what I like about it, because most of the film is expired, and you're not quite sure what you're going to get. That unpredictability is what I like, along with what I think, and I think a lot of people still think it's the sort of magic of pushing a button and watching something develop in your hand. I still get a buzz off that every single time.
This is the thing, that the actual result comes out of the front of the camera at you. I remember that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a little, every film, every piece of film is like a little dark room in itself. So once it comes out, all the developing happens, but except it happens right in front of you.
And do some professional photographers use this in order to check if they got the light calibrated right, or if anything like that?
I think with digital, I wouldn't expect that it gets used much. It used to be when what I remember reading about is that in professional studios, before they fired off the Hasselblad, they'd shoot a Polaroid to see what the light was like and get an idea of what the shot was going to look like before you shot your film. So now, actually, I do it the other way. I shoot a digital just to see what the picture's going to look like, so I can know what my Polaroid's going to be like, because it's expensive enough, so you try and maximize what you get out of it.
Look, I don't want to hog your whole morning, but I'm so thrilled to meet you. But look, last thing, we're in Cork Coffee Roasters, right?
Yes.
You had an exhibition here.
That was in May. I had some photos hanging up. Most of them were Polaroids and pinhole.
Pinhole as well. Look, that's a whole other topic. I will take too much of your day. But look, let's say it again. It's Rudy
Ramos.
And how would people find your work on the internet?
rjrphoto.com.
Well, I think that's easy to follow. So rjrphoto.com, welcome to Cork again. Where do you live?
I'm in East Cork, in Middleton.
Fantastic. Okay, all the best. This is Paul Amani closing down the broadcast from Cork Coffee Roasters. Goodbye. Hey, that's wonderful.